very much, and for the opportunity to be here and speak. On a personal level, when I first started working with the IWMF, I was immediately an advocate of more interaction between consumers and creators. And I'm extremely pleased to see that in a relatively short time, a real meeting of the minds appears possible, which I think would have been very difficult to predict even a couple of 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. So I'm personally really thrilled that, for instance, I can float language on digital rights management and I didn't get, you know, completely flamed into oblivion. That people actually approach things, not yet anyway, yes, as Michelle pointed out. I think that the spirit of open-mindedness, of approaching difficult topics, which in the past have been highly contentious, if you can start to hear someone else's ideas and put a positive construction on it, you can come to an agreement on almost anything with almost anyone. And I'm glad to see that we all have open minds and a real interest in going forward. On specific points with the text, I realized, as our colleague from South Africa was speaking, that in my drafting I had completely left out any discussion of the importance of what I would call cultural moral rights in terms of music. That there are, the copyright system is individualistic and we tend to approach users of it in an individualistic fashion, but there are in fact important indigenous cultures and bodies of traditional works which are administered, or it would be important to those communities that they be able to be administered on behalf of the group that is their husbander. And obviously that is something I think that we should remedy and we should take note of. I do think that we should aim for a set of general principles, maybe a half dozen per thematic area, with, again, a very strong preamble, as others have said. And I think that we should aim to come out with that much sooner than a year from now, because if it takes a year, we will have lost a year's opportunity to talk about specifics and really prosecute a joint program of action. And things are now moving fast in so many areas of critical importance to both communities. I think we should strike hard, fast, and often, really, in an external way. And I think that we should come up in the Paris Accord really with a set of language that is really appealing and powerful, and that even people who might not agree with us